Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
And good morning, Amanda Rando.
Good morning, Sean Cosgrove. How are you?
I'm well. Now, who have you got today? You're going to have a chat with someone.
Well, look, yes. For today's On the Pace, I thought we'd catch up with Victorian horsewoman Margaret Lee, who has a really strong three-pronged attack at Menangle tomorrow night. So good morning, Margaret. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
That's good. Let's dive straight into your starters tomorrow night at Menangle. Race 5, you have Jillaby Nitro going around in a semi-final of the Alibi Breeders' Challenge for the two-year-old boys. And look, it doesn't seem to matter where he draws, but he's come up with a good alley in barrier too.
Yeah, no, certainly the gate speed makes a difference, and he can sort of get out of the gate quick wherever he sort of comes from. So, yeah, it's a good alley for him.
Yeah, he had his first look at Menangle last Tuesday week when he won his heat of the Breeders' Challenge. And what were your thoughts of that run and his first look at Menangle?
Yeah, well, they usually say, like, you have one run around Menangle and you sort of improve on your next run. So he got around really good. He got a little bit probably rough at a couple of stages, but we've altered a couple of things with his shoeing. So hopefully this time he'll pace a bit better.
Does he go rough? Is he just trying to go too quick for himself? Is that what's happening with him?
No, he's sort of had it right from, in all his races, and he's just, talking to his breeder, they seem to think that when they get like a three-year-old that'll sort of, he won't have that in his gait then, and a bit of a maturity thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you kept him at the Menangle Park Training Centre since that win, and how has he been since that last start?
Yeah, really good. He settles in wherever he goes, and he's eaten up really good, and he fast worked on Wednesday, and was very happy with him.
All right. Now, Glenn Craven, he's having his first race drive on him tomorrow night. Do you give out any specific instructions with this horse, or he's just a bit of a motor car, so you can do anything with him?
Certainly, yeah. No, he'll be going forward from that alley. So, Glenn and Jason know what to do, so mostly leave that up to them.
Yeah, and Glenn, is he your nephew?
Yes, he is, yep.
Yeah, okay. And the family own this horse, don't they?
Yes, it's a family-owned horse. My brothers, my husband and myself. I have Peter and Des, John and Harry, my four brothers. So they're heavily involved with the horses.
Yeah, and you found Jillaby Nitro at the APG sale last year. Was there something particular that stood out about him?
He sort of took your eye, but my youngest son, Paddy, sort of goes over a lot of the horses, and we go by what he picks out, what he likes, and then we'll go and look at the ones that he's got picked out, work on their breeding and so forth. But in the sale wing, I think we left John and Jason there. Jason fell in love with him. He was a black horse, so we thought we weren't going to get him, but those two, a bit like how they play their footy, they don't like getting beaten sometimes. So They stayed in there and we come home with him.
Yeah, well, it paid off. I think I'm going to have to speak to Paddy and see if he can pick out a horse for me. He seems to have the eye. Tomorrow night, a race later, you also have Kiang Jackie going around in a semi-final for the two-year-old fillies of the Breeders' Challenge. And, look, she's only lightly raced, but unfortunately she hasn't drawn as well as her stable mate. She's drawn out wide in barrier 10, but do you see that a problem for her at all?
Certainly makes it a lot harder when you're drawn out wider. Super happy with her in her heat. Had a little bit of trouble with her tying up a little bit, so was really happy with how she went with what she sort of had leading up to that race. So, whether she goes forward or not, I'm not sure yet. Haven't sort of fully worked that out, but she's done really well in all her races, and a quick last quarter was certainly very pleasing.
Yeah, well, that's as I said, she's only lightly raced. She's had the four starts. She won first up and three placings to her name as well, and finished second in that Breeders' Challenge heat at Menangle last week. Tomorrow night as well, outside of the Breeders' Challenge heat, semi-finals, you've got in the Group 3 Golden Mile, Jillaby Bandit going around, and he's in good form too. He's won his last two starts, and you took him around at the trials at Menangle last week, and he won that as well. Are you confident of his chances?
Well, he's been a travelling buddy for Nitro, and it's really worked out well so far. He's won he won at Bathurst, and he won at Brisbane, and he certainly helps Nitro settle in. So he's been a real bonus, and he's improved sort of over this last 6 weeks. He changed his feed, and he's just really improved a lot since we've changed it. So, I'm hoping he goes really good. But like you say, he's drawn out a bit too.
Yeah, he's drawn out in Barrier 9. Should come into Barrier 8 with the removal of the first emergency. Is the a goal for him maybe the Lensmith Mile? Do you think he's up to that task?
Well, sort of have a look how he goes on tomorrow night, and then sort of look at it after that.
Now, you've raced some top types during your training career, and most of the good horses you've raced either have the Jillaby or Kiang prefix in their names. What's behind those two names?
The Jillaby comes from my parents' property. There's two creeks that meet, and that's what the Jillaby comes from. So my mum come up with that name, and it's a lot easier to name your horses when you've got either a Jillaby or a Kiang, and the Kiang is the farm that I own with my husband. We sort of, you're trying to get names, and we're pretty hard there at one stage, so this was a station, the Kiang station, so that's where that come from, with the first horse Kiang Hanover, so we just stuck with it.
Okay, yeah, well, I can hear a cow in the background there, so you've got cattle on your property as well, don't you?
Yeah, no, I had to come home. Jason and Bundy and myself took the horses up, and then had to come home, and we sort of got 500 cows that we milk here, and just organise the AI and get that all sorted, and then, I'll head back up.
Yeah, so you're a very busy woman. Well, thank you for your time this morning, Margaret, considering you've got a lot going on, and best of luck tomorrow night at Menangle. I'll see you on track.
Okay, no worries at all. Thank you very much.
So there you have it, Cozzie. Margaret Lee, she has three strong chances heading into Menangle tomorrow night. Jillaby Nitro is probably one of the shortest horses going around. He opened at $1.06 with Tab Fixed Odds for his race, and has come into $1.05. And he's just a very special young horse, and he's a very flashy type too. So very excited to see what he can do tomorrow night.
All right, terrific. She's busy with 500 cows to milk too, Stuart. That's going to take a while.
Exactly, yeah. They're hard workers, and they're a close-knit family as well. So, it's very rewarding. And that's something, you know, the harness racing industry is such a family-orientated industry. It is, you know, such a big team effort, and everyone, has a crack, and it's paid off well for Margaret Lee and her family.
Right, good on you, Amanda. We'll pop back and catch up with you shortly and have a look at Newcastle tonight. Get a few best bets for that.
Sounds good. Thanks, Cozzie.